As Caitlin said, I'm going to give a discussion this morning about the healthy people from the user perspective. In 2008, ASPE, which is the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation, in partnership with ODPHP, which is the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, conducted a study to examine, and I just need to advance the slide, I guess. Thank you. I guess you don't need a PhD to move slides. to examine the users and uses of Healthy People 2010. This study was actually a follow-up to an earlier study conducted in 2005 to assess how Healthy People 2010 and Healthier US initiatives were being used by state and local and tribal health organizations. The 2005 user study identified important differences among states, local, and tribal health organizations, as well as among organizations of various sizes in terms of their exposure and use of Healthy People initiatives and the extent to which they found them relevant and effective. This study, the 2008 study, also sought to identify patterns of use among state, local, and tribal organizations and identify obstacles to increase use, as well as inform the next iteration of Healthy People, Healthy People 2020. The 2008 study allowed us to make some comparisons between use and awareness to the 2005 study. For both studies, ASPE and ODPHP contracted with NORC, and actually Caitlin was the project director on that. On this study. In terms of study methods, the 2008 user study collected data using self-administered questionnaires to members of state, local, and tribal organizations. When we say state members, we're talking about the Healthy People coordinators as well as the state chronic disease directors. And when we talk about tribal organizations, we're talking about the tribal health organizations as well as the multi-tribal health area boards, right? Did I say that right? And the survey was fielded in the fall of 2008 through the spring of 2009. The survey responses were analyzed across respondent type, region, and also agency size. We also conducted follow-up discussions with a small sample of survey respondents, both users and non-users, just to obtain greater detail around their utilization of Healthy People. In terms of the study response rates, the sample size for the study was 517. We did a census of the Healthy People coordinators and a census of the chronic disease directors and the multi-tribal area health boards. And then we did a sample of the local health organizations and the tribal health organizations. In terms of awareness, awareness of Healthy People 2010, there was a significant increase over time and significant differences by respondent type between 2005 and 2008. Overall, 90% of responding organizations reported they were aware of Healthy People 2010, compared with 83% of users being aware of Healthy People in 2005. As you can see, the local health organizations' awareness significantly increased from 2005 to 2008. And then the local health organizations were less likely than state organizations to be aware of Healthy People 2010. And then the tribal health organizations, that next to last, they are significantly less likely than local and state health organizations to be aware of Healthy People 2010. So they're still lagging behind in terms of awareness. In terms of use, of those organizations that were aware of Healthy People 2010, 78% reported using it in their organizations. This is an increase from the 71% of organizations that reported use of the initiative in 2005, but it wasn't statistically significant. As you can see in the slide, local health organizations reported use of Healthy People 2010 had grown since 2005, and local health organizations are less likely to use Healthy People than the state health organizations, and the same with the tribal health organizations are less likely than both the local and the state to actually use it. So the tribal organizations are still lagging behind in both awareness and, of course, in use as well. Although the slide, and another example, another important note to make, that it, when you look at the Healthy People Coordinators, although it indicates that 96% use Healthy People, we really do believe that that's closer to 100, because two Healthy People Coordinators stated that they didn't use Healthy People, and they answered the non-users part of the survey. But when we asked them, what framework do you use, they said they used Healthy People. So we assume that that number is actually higher. And then also, there was one respondent, that one state that didn't have a Healthy People Coordinator or a chronic disease director, and but that state did indicate that they use Healthy People. So we still think that that's a higher usage amount. So we can say the overall state use is cleared to be 100%. In terms of the uses of Healthy People, and as you can see in this diagram, in this slide, that there's great diversity in Healthy People, how Healthy People is used. Tribal samples show high percentages for almost all types of use. Overall, setting internal priorities had the highest percentages. If you look at the second half of the slide, the bottom half, those are setting in internal priorities. And if you can pretty much see it in every category, there was high use of using this for that purpose of setting internal priorities among all respondent groups. And then over 81% of users, in taking the slide in its entirety, in each respondent group reported using Healthy People as a data source, if you look at that top row, to support applications for grants or funding, and as a framework for planning and goal setting and agenda building. So use varied among Healthy People, of how Healthy People is being used among the different responder groups. When you look at what aspect of Healthy People was most useful, again, you see variation among the respondents. State-level respondents cited that specific health objectives were most useful. So both the Healthy People coordinators and the chronic disease directors felt like the objectives were most useful. And then the local health organizations responded, cited that the leading health indicators were most useful. But if you look at the responses for overarching goals and specific health objectives and data resources, they're kind of all similar in that area. The tribal health organizations felt like the overarching goals were most useful, and then the multi-tribe area health boards felt that the leading health indicators were most useful. It should be noted that under the tribal health organizations, the 27% looks high, but that was really only four respondents, and they didn't indicate, in the other section, they didn't indicate any other uses for it. So this slide is very interesting. In terms of barriers to use for Healthy People, among users over time, there have been reductions in barriers. The top half of the slide are barriers related to organization. The bottom half are barriers related to the Healthy People initiative itself. In terms of barriers related to the respondents' organization, that top half, insufficient resources was most commonly cited barrier. And if you ask anyone, they always say, we didn't have the money to get it done, or we need more money to get it done. So that's not an uncommon answer. When you look at in terms of barriers related to the Healthy People Initiative, the most commonly reported barrier was lack of data to track objectives. Notably, the proportion of respondents reporting each type of barrier greatly decreased from 2005 to 2008. And we can primarily say that that's attributed to efforts that HHS has done since 2005 to improve the awareness and the use of the initiative. For example, ODPHP worked with regional health directors and state Healthy People coordinators to conduct targeted outreach to those local organizations and tribal organizations to increase awareness and use. And then other HHS offices, as well as non-federal partners, have worked to develop tools and models for use and implementation of Healthy People. Although not a focus of this presentation, it should be noted that 60% of non-users, folks that in the beginning when we asked, do you use Healthy People, and they said no, indicated that a lack of implementation guidelines was a barrier to greater use of Healthy People 2010. So when we asked Healthy People users to identify types of technical assistance that they believed might improve their organization's ability to further implement the initiative, and this is of users, those who have said they use Healthy People, we learned that TA respondents were most likely to request TA in providing examples of programs demonstrating progress towards Healthy People 2010 goals, followed by examples of how other states and organizations use Healthy People. The multi-tribal area health boards were also likely to request guidance on collecting data to track progress toward achieving Healthy People objectives. That's that other 71% over there. And then the tribal health organizations also indicated they would benefit from assistance with training, translating Healthy People 2010 into action, and from HHS identifying individuals who can provide assistance. So I can say that a lot of them felt like they needed help with implementation types of things. To inform the development of Healthy People 2020, study respondents were asked various questions about ways to improve the Healthy People initiative and their anticipated use of Healthy People 2020. And the whole survey was conducted prior to the release of the framework of Healthy People, so it just provided Healthy People 2020, so it provided additional feedback to the government in that aspect. But overall, 47% of users that felt that fewer focus areas should be included in Healthy People 2020. 69% of users indicated that a reorganization of Healthy People 2020 would be useful. And then when asked which format for reorganizing objectives would be most useful, 37% indicated by risk determinants, such as tobacco use, genetics, physical environment, and 30% by disease area. So still kind of close on the two. Disease area is how it's currently, how it was coordinated in 2010, organized in 2010, and then by 12% by life stages. In terms of overall users, in terms of anticipated use of Healthy People 2020, overall users reported that they are most likely to use Healthy People 2020 as a framework for planning, that's the 79%, goal setting or decision making, and least likely to use Healthy People as a guide to set spending priorities within their organizations. And then in conclusion, the results of the 2008 Healthy People User Study provided important information on utilization of Healthy People and the development and implementation of Healthy People 2020. First, awareness and usage have grown since 2005. Local and tribal health organizations continue to need targeted efforts, though, as we saw from the use categories and the awareness categories in terms of where they fell. And then tribal agencies continue to need it. User groups employ Healthy People differently and for different purposes. However, the opportunity to expand use by sharing examples from others exists. We saw that they needed more examples around how it's being implemented, how others are using it, best practices, for example. In terms of barriers to use are primarily due to the organization. It decreased from the previous iteration a drastic amount, but also it decreased between the barriers in the initiative side to the barriers to the organization side. However, when we talk to the non-users, those that are not using Healthy People at all, the barriers are related to the initiative. One-third, as I said, of the users and the non-users reported that a lack of data is a barrier to greater use. More than half of the non-users indicated that a lack of implementation guidance was a barrier to use. And just over a third of non-users indicated that there was too much material. So there's definitely progress to be made in that area. Finally, study respondents expressed distinct and conflicting preferences regarding the format of and content of Healthy People 2020, which suggests that Healthy People is utilized by different organizations in different ways. And I'm sure my colleague Carter Blakey will talk about how we are beginning and trying to address the various differences of how people use it by putting more of the document online and creating some creative tools to use the document in the future, or the initiative in the future, I should say. Thank you. Are there any questions? Great.
My question is, since you've seen a subtle difference between 05 and 08 with more
Yeah, that great question. I think I mentioned it, but ODPHP did some targeted efforts with regional health directors and also state healthy people coordinators to reach out. The difference, the huge difference between 2005 and 2008 in terms of awareness was in the local health organizations and the tribal health organizations. One reason could be that we increased the sample for both. So in 2005, the sample for the local health organizations was only 200. In 2008, it was 300. But the response rate was almost identical for the both surveys, for both years. And then for the tribal, we dramatically increased, we doubled the size, and then we also added another tribal entity, which is the multi-tribal health boards, area health boards. So that's one aspect that could attribute to some increase. But then also, like I said, ODPHP did some targeted efforts. There were also a number of programs that were developed, because in 2005, we had the mid-course review, and we learned something about where we were in terms of the targets. We're in terms of reaching our targets, and they did more targeted effort around certain focus areas and also creating models and creating tools that states and other users could use to actually implement healthy people and make changes. Part of the things that you will hear from my colleagues are how we use different grant programs to try to reach and direct specific objectives and targets around healthy people. And there was a question in the back, I'm sorry.
Yes, are there any plans to look at the Healthy People 2010
in comparison with Healthy People Healthy Intake, with our border states, looking at that impact along with just using those same frameworks?
No, we haven't. I haven't thought of that, but that is definitely interesting on how it is implemented in different sections and regions. I mean, we did, we had limited resources, so we couldn't survey, you know, I think when I first, the 2005 study was the first study I worked on when I came to the federal government, and it was more grandiose than what was it ended up being, just because, you know, as a new person to the federal government, you want to do everything and anything. And then we had to shorten it just because of resources, and we kind of wanted to compare the two in the next iteration, so that's why we didn't expand it to more. But I think we're always open, in ODPHP and ASPE, and partnering to address additional issues. So yeah, that is a great idea. I think it was.
Yeah. So we'll be contacting you in the region. Great. Any other questions? Well, I thank you for listening to the presentation, and I'll introduce Barbara James to come up and do the next presentation. I should acknowledge who helped with the development of the program and the research. Thanks.